And now, more talk with Mike Siegel.
Linda and Richie are here. And Linda and Richie are, number one, they're a married couple. They are very talented. Richie is a songwriter. They both sing together. And by the way, they do extremely well. As I said before, I've heard them, and they are excellent. And we're going to spend 3 hours entertaining you.
In observing you perform, one gets the feeling, or I got the feeling, that there was something about the relationship that you have as husband and wife that has an effect on the way you sing with each other and to each other.
It's just that the music seems to be an expression of what we feel in our hearts, of the love that we feel every single day. And it's just a natural thing just to want to sing it and share it with everybody or amongst ourselves.
You mentioned love. Is it the love for each other? Is it love for life? Is it love? What is it love for?
It's just for everything. It's like when you feel love inside yourself, when you really love yourself, then it's so easy to love other people.
I can go on and on with the so-called news and the realities of the world. How do you reconcile what that reality is and the impact that that has on all of us with your attitude of carefree bliss?
All I know is that for myself, all the things that happen in everybody's life, you know, even you can look at it in a global way, or you can look at it even inside a family that lives right next door, the fighting that's going on, maybe disharmony amongst friends. It's everywhere, but yet that doesn't seem to really affect the love that I have inside myself. I know many things are going on, but still I have to admit that I experience a lot of joy in my life. And for whatever reason these things happen, it doesn't seem to affect that stable joy that I feel.
Richie, I've always found that creativity is a very introspective process. How do you go about the process of sharing that introspection with each other?
For me, I think the most important thing that we have is communication. We were talking to someone a couple of months ago, and he said, maybe it was Leo Biscaglia we were watching on television, and he said, like, the average married couple communicates for around, not including what's for dinner and did you take out the garbage and what's on television, actually communicates for an average of around 20 minutes a day. And, like, I actually got sick to my stomach when I heard that, because for us, there's nothing that we don't share with each other. Like, you know, she goes to work, I go to work, and we come home, and the first thing we have is stories. And for us, stories is we sit down and we talk about how we felt during the day.
And really, this program, I guess, is much a therapeutic thing for couples. That was a very interesting statement, how you feel about the day, because what typically happens in the stereotype is that if man and wife are working, or husband and wife are working, and they come home at night, they'll talk about maybe what each of them did almost as a sense of responsibility, mm-hmm. to talk about something. Well, I did this, 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 and this, without expressing any feeling about it. And that's really the difference, I think, that makes you so successful.
For me, my life is concerned with essence. She can tell me what she did and went to the store and did this. It's like, that's fine, but there's a deeper approach to everything that happens. I mean, what did you feel about when you saw this person?
Which I won't settle for anything but the deepest point that someone could come from.
How many people are subtle enough to turn their gaze away from the doings, the comings and goings of this world, and look inside themselves to see what motivates them?
How do your feelings for your husband affect the way you sing with him?
Well, all I can say is that it's tremendous. I mean, the love that we have, the harmony. And we're completely on our honeymoon. We're totally, the harmony, the care, the relationship is definitely seen in the music. I mean, because we're completely in love with each other.
Can't really explain that kind of love, can you? Or can you?
Everybody's felt some part of love in their life. Maybe they've really loved a little baby, or they've loved their pet puppy, or they love their mommy, or whatever it is. It's like a very dear, precious, precious love that you just want to cherish and take care of. And just completely serve that person, and you want nothing more than for them to be happy, and you want to do everything you can to keep that happiness flowing.
I would contend that that's the healthiest attitude about love between a man and a woman, or between any two adults, that one could express.
I really feel that the love, the marriage, really the true union between us as a married couple, is something that's very, very rare. And to me, it's a gift. It's a total gift. I mean, I didn't, you know, manufacture it. It just is a gift. And I wish that for everybody. There's so many people that are married, and, like, your home is one place that you want to come home and completely have harmony. That's the one place that you hope to really get along well with the people that you live with.
Is there some sort of a spiritual, maybe divine dimension to this?
It's just the vibration. It's just the communication of love. It really is the message of just joy. We have fun. We just enjoy it. We sing like we met you at that party. We were just sort of hanging around, just singing a couple of songs informally, and you just kind of felt something. And that's the way it is, you know, we just sort of sing, and if somebody picks up on the love, that's all that we have to share, you know. That's it.
That's quite a thing to share, too.